Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Everybody, welcome to the show this morning. We were having some technical difficulties. Kelly, are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes! Yay!
Oh, you paused there for a minute, you stinker. Good morning.
It's the program. There's a pause. Yay! So Kelly's on the call. We tried this a couple minutes ago, and it didn't work, so I was a little concerned.
Okay, I was, too.
We're good to go.
I love your giggle.
It's that kind of week.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Lots of turbulent energies this week. Are you experiencing that, too, Kelly?
Yes. I agree.
I'm not loving it. But what do you do, right? You just have to roll with it and figure it out.
Yes. You breathe in
okay. And
breathe out.
Calm. Shannon. Yes, I've been doing a lot of that this week. And if you can tell, I have like a sinus thing going on. So it's not quite sexy phone operator voice, but it might get there.
As you work it out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm super excited that Kelly's on the show today.
I am too.
We have something to share, don't we, Kelly?
We do. I feel like I'm really talking for the first time like about a baby, like my baby. Do you know what I mean?
It is your baby,
yeah.
Though.
It is my baby, yeah. Super proud.
But you should be very proud. Okay, so let's tease a little bit and then...
mm-hmm. Yeah, tease.
So, haven't you all ever felt like, man, I just wish I could have a day where I can devote it to myself, I can... figure out some things that are going on with me. I could release some things that maybe are holding me back that I don't even understand, that I could meet like-minded people, share some giggles, share some stories. Anything you want to add to that, Kelly?
No, that was beautiful. You need to be in charge of marketing. I'm like, yeah, I want that day.
Me too. I know. I just tuned into what I would want. Wow.
And
guess
the thing
what,
I wanted
everybody?
To add.
Okay.
I was going to add one thing for the listeners that have little kids. No fetching a sippy cup of milk. No wiping a bum or a nose. Anything like that.
And you get
just
to go to the bathroom by yourself.
Woohoo!
I know.
Yeah, I promise we'll let you go to the bathroom by yourself.
Unless you don't want to, of course. You know, if you feel like a little lonely, and maybe you could find a friend to go with you. But if you want to go to the bathroom by yourself, you can. Whoa.
The freedom is there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'd pay money just for that.
When my kids were small, absolutely. It's better now because I have boys, so they don't even... It's good now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Kelly created that day on April 12th.
Mm-hmm. Just a little, about a month.
Yeah.
A month from,
Woo, exciting. And it's in Red Deer?
Yes.
I don't even know where. I guess I should find that out before I show up, huh?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Google that.
Yeah.
It's at the beautiful Centennial Stage at the Scott Block Theater downtown. It's just the sweetest little room, a beautiful space, amazing energy. Imagine the energy that it's a theater, right? So just people go there to relax and be entertained, and I love the room. I'm super excited that this facility was available to us.
I'm excited, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, I was just there for a minute, soaking in the energy.
Were you?
Okay.
Yeah, me
come
too.
Back.
I was peeing alone.
Yeah. During the day, it's the cats that break in. Like, really? Really?
Mm. That little paw under the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. The kids go to school and then the cats. They just don't want you to feel alone, I guess. Whatever.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Back to our lovely day we're going to have together.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you give a kind of an outline of what the day is going to look like?
Absolutely. So the day is actually going to start for those of you that participated in our muffin talks at the park. This summer, we had the most beautiful, like literally she's one of the most beautiful people I've ever met on the inside and out. Her name is Elaine West, and she's a beautiful yogi, and she's going to guide us through a super easy, relaxed yoga session, just like 20 or 30 minutes, just to get us chilled and in the space and set the intention of what the day is about. If you've never done yoga, never fear. That's totally what it's geared towards, is just introducing you to yoga. Yoga has been an extremely important part of me getting to where I am now. It's just, it just embraces everything, mind, body, spirituality. It just helps you tap into so much of what's going on in your guts, right?
Yes.
So that's how the day starts. Oh, well, maybe you might get a coffee or tea or muffin at first. And then we'll dive into a workbook that I've created called The Release Revolution. And we're just going to work through some steps that were extremely core and important, again, for me to get to where I'm at. I literally sat down and was like, how did I get from point A to point B, which coincidentally is almost 2 years to the day today.
Nice.
Talk about cosmic, right?
And synchronicities. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Da, da, da. We're all about that, Shannon. That's our whole relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we just work through the steps that got me here, and it will be a super safe environment, a very loving and forgiving energy, and with some tips and tricks and a workbook to take home. And we'll have a lovely light lunch, and Shannon will share with us some of her experiences with being empathic. And what else?
Oh, I have lots of good stuff in store.
I bet you do.
I've been gathering information. I am going to talk a lot about being empathic. It's something that we don't always realize that we are, because we've just been born that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can pick up other people's energies. And if we don't know how to release other people's energies, it will create havoc in our bodies. And one of the places it will create havoc is you'll end up gaining weight in your tummy area.
Mm.
I mean, who doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you find, it's important to know that that's where it's coming from. Because you know what? How many people watch what they eat, exercise, you know, try to do all the right things, and yet they seem to just add on extra weight? Sometimes that's energetic. Weight can be an energetic protection. So we're going to talk about that. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been
and if I can just step in, I would say most of the time, weight is an energetic protection.
Yes. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been there. I've been times in my life where I was miserable, and guess what? Packed on the pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to share, you know, how I dealt with that, because, man, you sure hate yourself when it's up. Not while it's happening. Like, you don't even notice, and then all of a sudden your clothes don't fit, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, what?
Wow. How did this happen?
How did this happen? And then you're so mad at yourself, because it's, you know, just how it rolls. So I'm going to talk about my experiences with that and what I do to, you know, kind of prevent that. I've also been on the other end of the scale. I've had anorexia. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because that was, you know, the opposite end, and you don't want to be on either end, right? You want to be in the middle.
Moderation, right, in the middle. Do you feel like energetically either end was really all that different, though?
Nope.
Right.
Because energetically, whichever way I was at the time, it was because I was deeply unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the core reason, right? One part of it was because I didn't feel like I had any control over my life. That caused the anorexia, wanting to please other people, you know, just all those emotional things. The other way, when I gained weight and my clothes didn't fit anymore, I was deeply unhappy also, and for different reasons.
Right. And none of those reasons had anything to do with your body.
Nope. It was all emotional.
Right. This is a huge piece of the release revolution, is all of us are, I mean, we're inundated with this message. We are clobbered over the head, especially as women, with this message that unless our bodies look a certain way, we cannot achieve this, like, holy grail of happiness. And again, over the last 2 years, what I realized is, first of all, my body was never going to look the way that I dreamed it would look. I don't have that body. I am not genetically predisposed.
Right?
Not without Photoshop, not without some serious, I don't know, torture devices that actually make me a good 5 inches taller than I actually am. Not without, the list is long. Of not without, that are simply physically impossible. And I realized that so much of my unhappiness, I focused it on myself and my body and my ego and how I felt about myself. And so we all just diet we try to diet and exercise that stuff away. And it doesn't work, because that's not the problem.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to spend the day talking about. And it doesn't have to be your body either. I marvel that there are actually people out there that are like, no, I like my body. And I'm work every day to get there. And some days I'm there for a minute. And then some days I'm not. But it's not just about your physical body. I know that there are people that are perfectionists in their work, that are perfectionists in their parenting, that, you know, we're just really hard on ourselves, and until we learn how to stop doing that, we're never going to get to the other side of the fence.
It's true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There's many ways that we can, you know, beat ourselves up and sabotage ourselves by having this perfect image in our mind of how things have to be. Like you said, it's not just your body. It can be other things. It can be how you view yourself as a parent. It can be how you view yourself as a boss or a business owner, or, you know, in your job when you're working for somebody else. There's so many ways that you can, you know, beat yourself up. So the theme of this retreat, I believe, is self-love, right?
Ultimately, right? That's kind of like the catch-all mantra, is to deepen your self-love. So if you feel like you're already on that path and you're close, this is a great way to tap into that for an entire day to, you know, get some tools to keep you there. The great
yes.
myth is that once you're there, you stay there. And it's like any relationship, the relationship you have with your husband or your parents or your friends. You need to nurture these relationships. You don't just go, oh, we're married, it's wonderful now. You have to stay in touch. Right?
Yeah. See you later. We all start laughing like, oh, yay, woohoo.
It's work to go.
Yeah, no, right? Whoa.
And
you know what?
And so it's work to stay in touch with yourself as well.
And when I tune into the theme of your retreat, and it's my retreat now too, it feels like what everybody will take away from it is they're going to know more about their self. It's going to deepen your relationship with yourself so that you can, you know, make peace with the really cool things and make peace with the things you view as not so cool because they are cool because it's all part of the package.
Absolutely. And I find, here's my big aha moment. I have, you know, since the tender age of 9, I have focused on my body and what it looks like and obsessed about it at times, certainly in every way that you can obsess about your body. And I had an aha moment about a year ago when I realized, all of this was happening to me because I'm supposed to be here, right? I feel this calling that this is the message that I'm supposed to deliver to people is you have to just find a way to fall in love with yourself, to nurture yourself. Hating yourself is never going to get you anywhere. I mean, if you think about, for some people, part of the reason that they have struggled in their lives is because they didn't have anyone believe in them and they heard a lot of negative talk from outside people. That's not motivating, right? Having someone tell you you're a piece of garbage doesn't make you go, no, I'm not. And I mean, some people sometimes use that as fuel once they get over the original sting of that,
right.
But it's certainly not... It's not a way to lift your spirits and bring you into a beautiful place of loving energy. So
not at all.
Not at all.
And sometimes it happens when you're young, right? Like my dad always told me I was fat. Hence one of the reasons I ended up with anorexia.
I think that's a very common, all too common story for women.
Absolutely. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, nothing triggers us like something like that. And having, you know, a male who's supposed to be an important piece of your life totally degrade you, it causes damage. It does.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, I have a little surprise planned. I have this meditation to heal those energies for everybody.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Love it.
And we have to do it towards the end because you all might be a puddle after, because when it was done to me, I was a complete puddle after. I couldn't even form a complete sentence for a little while.
Wow. I'll bring tissues.
Oh, yeah. And whatever's
a pack
going
of tissue
on in the universe.
Comes with your registration.
Yes, a pack of tissues. Nice. Whatever's going on in the universe right now, I have found that there's intense support to do this inner child work healing right now. So if you get an opportunity to do it, go for it. It will be so effective. It will knock your socks off. And we're going to do it at the retreat for sure.
Hey, Shannon, do you mind speaking to, I have so many people right now that are kind of in the last couple of weeks saying, I'm just saying enough. You know, the back end of 2013 was a real bitch to everyone.
<Yep. laughs>
And the start of 2014, despite everyone's clawing efforts, right? Everyone's just trying so hard to climb out of that energy. And they're doing a great job. I see so many people with hashtags of be positive or 100 days of happy. Like everyone knows it's time to flip that energy. But I feel people still struggling. Can you speak about that for a minute and let them know maybe what's been going on?
Absolutely. Here's the deal, everybody. Remember 2013, how things were brought to our attention, how we were given opportunities to release stuff we didn't want anymore, like even about ourselves or just understand ourselves better. Any self-help work you've been doing up to this point is starting to give you rewards, which you might not be noticing because it's a little shocking. So I want all of you just to take a nice breath and look around and pay attention to what's going on. Rewards are coming, but we might be missing them because we're still kind of stuck in that pattern of how nasty and energetically upheaving 2013 was, especially at the end. And the beginning of 2014 was a little chaotic also. But after this Mercury retrograde, the end of February, things are still a little chaotic, but rewards are coming. The key is pay attention. Absolutely pay attention. So, you know, being on this, be positive, let's find some happiness, it's going to work.
The good
way. That's going to happen. You're getting rewarded right now. Again, the key, pay attention, because sometimes we miss them because they mm-hmm. can be subtle, right?
Yes. They can be subtle, and like you said, it's been, I think lots of us are waking up every day
yes.
with this mindset of we're going to have to slog through this again. How are we going to slog? I mean, even this morning for me, I woke up with a bit of a headache, and I wasn't quite where I wanted to be to do the radio show. And I, like you said, look for all the little things. And my husband, after being gone away at work for 3 weeks, is home this morning.
Yay!
So that's kind of a big thing to notice. Woohoo!
Definitely.
And he brought me a coffee, and I had a nice yoga session.
Yay.
I mean, these are all. You're right. You just have to notice these little things and
yes.
let that. Those little bursts of energy sort of fuel us through the last of this bumpy ride. And I dare
yes.
say a retreat at the end of this bumpy ride would be a lovely little cherry on top. Just to seal
Absolutely,
it all in.
Because this retreat is going to recharge you. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing like hanging out with like-minded people to understand what's going on and to propel yourself forward into some really positive energy.
Absolutely. And to finish through with those goals that you've set for yourself, right? You know,
yes.
I know lots of people, 2014, they scrapped the traditional lose weight, you know,
Good.
And eat more healthfully. Like they scrapped those sort of marketing ploy New Year's
yep.
resolutions, and they did say they wanted to be more spiritual. They wanted to love themselves more. They wanted to meditate more. And so, yes, this is a great way to remind you that all of those things are so important and that you're on the right path. This is the release retreat is such a great step-by-step framework. And I literally go back to these steps. Often, or if I don't have time to
nice.
Dig really deep, I have a board on Pinterest called Release Revolution, where I just sort of pin quotes and pictures and stuff like that about just sort of the energies you want to tap into when you're not feeling 100% there.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
We're busy. We're so busy as parents and business owners and everything else that you have going on. So even just taking one of my clients really wanted to start meditating, and she didn't feel like she could carve out the time. And so I encouraged her just to look at Pinterest and inspirational quotes, like just look for ways to be inspired, and that will
mm-hmm.
turn it on enough that your brain will start asking for more and you'll find the time. And I think
mm-hmm.
the other great myth, somebody was probably trying to sell you something when they sold this message to you. Listen, I rarely get 10, 20 minutes of this calm, beautiful, picturesque meditation. Sometimes I literally only get 30 seconds of deep breathing.
It's true.
But it's something, and it's better than nothing. And if you set yourself up for this unrealistic goal, then you're every day you're going to end every day with like, ugh, I didn't do it again.
Yeah, don't do that. You know what? Here's a quick, simple meditation you can do. Do a breath meditation. On your in-breath, you say calm if you're feeling jittery, or if you have a big project or workload that you need to get through that day, you can say focus. I have a busy day, so let's do focus. So on your in-breath, you can say it out loud, or you can say it in your mind. It depends on, you know, if you're alone or what your circumstances are. But you would say focus as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, you say your first name. This connects both sides of your brain, which is fabulous, and it works amazingly. You can do it, like, say, 7 times, 9 times, however many times, whichever number you like, and you can count. That's a meditation. It's quick. It's easy. It works.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember when we first met, you said calm, Kelly. To me, a whole lot.
Oh, because you had to go in front of the camera. Was that when?
When wasn't it, Shannon? You spent a year telling me to calm down.
Calm down.
Actually, and that actually brings us to another really, really great point, actually, about being empathic and about letting that energy kind of get us out of our bodies. And I'm sure many of you can identify with this. And Shannon called it in me instantly, like probably the second time that we were in the same space at the same time. So all this energy kind of, you just kind of want to get out of your body and you kind of float out of your body. And so I know a lot of us choose to eat to get back in there. So that numbing out kind of eating to get you back in your body. Other people do maybe smoke cigarettes, maybe drink alcohol, over-exercise. I mean, pretty much anything that's not. Go ahead.
Eating is the most common because it's so simple to walk to the fridge, walk to the cupboard, grab that cookie, grab that, you know, chocolate bar, grab that, you know, whatever it is that's your go-to. It's easy, it's quick, it's efficient, except for it's kind of, you know, not doing what you want it to do. But I will say this, if you become aware of that's why you're doing it, then it's better. I reach for chips. I need the crunchy. And if I'm aware that I'm doing it because I want to be back in my body, number one, I don't eat as many.
Yes.
And number two, energetically, it changes what's going on. Now, granted, I tried not
guilt.
To. It takes the guilt, yep. I mean,
it takes the guilt and the shame out of it.
Yes. I was also doing a study because I was really curious. So I want you all to pay attention to what kind of snacks you're reaching for. If you're reaching for the crunchy salty, you need to release some energy. If you're reaching for the sweet and comforting, you need some love.
Mm. I need some love.
See, and I need to release all the time. I'm reaching for, you know what? Not always. Sometimes I want the chocolate, which is rare.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do when I'm like, oh, I need someone to hug me. Okay. Maybe it's even just the cat. Nobody else is home, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally.
If you pay attention to yourself, though, it's huge because then you understand yourself better and you can like, oh, so that's my pattern. Well, isn't that interesting?
Interesting. Well, and I guarantee that there are, because we're in Alberta, there's probably a lot of people listening today whose husbands work away from home. Like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, this is why it's even more important to tap into self-love and how to give yourself that kind of energy, because I'm at home alone a lot.
Yep.
A lot. And especially that's why that sweet stuff starts calling my name after those little girlies are in bed. Because, yeah, exactly. I do just need a hug.
Yep. Here's something else interesting about that. Because actually I was having a conversation this morning with one of my friends about this. Because of the, you know, situations economically in our world right now, our husbands do work a lot.
Yes.
And being moms and then being energetically in tune or being empaths and sensitive, it adds another layer of things or energies to be aware of. We're feeling what our kids are feeling. And here's an example. So I leave next week to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I was just thinking in my head, okay, I have to, you know, make sure my husband Brent knows, like, what the kids' schedule is, because I'm gone, you know, Wednesday night late, and I won't be back until Sunday. So he needs to, you know, take care of everything that I normally do. And our husbands don't always know because they're not the ones here every day, all day long, right?
Yes.
Just as I was about to say that, my 10-year-old says it. Okay, Dad, so we have this, and you need to be, like, leave work by 2 o'clock, no later, because I know you. Because how many times have we had plans or made arrangements and Brent had to work late? So here's my 10-year-old giving his dad kind of the what for on how this has to work so that, you know, he's home for them, like, in time and stuff, and he's a little worried. So I have a backup. I have a friend that they can get off the bus at her house, which is, like, 2 minutes from my house. So
nice.
I can tell my 10-year-old. So he's, you know, he'll feel better about it all. Chances are he'll just say, I want to get off there just to make sure. And it's not that he doesn't trust his dad, but he doesn't trust his dad, right? How many times have our husbands not been home when they thought they could be? And it's not that they do it on purpose, but it's, you know, that's how our world is. So not only are we dealing with our own feelings about it, we are dealing with our children's. What are we going to do? We're going to reach for those snacks.
Yes.
It's the comfort.
True.
It's the, because we're feeling everything.
Yeah.
And we might not be aware that we are. Makes sense, right?
Completely makes sense. And I agree with you that awareness is a really, really, really huge aha moment. One of the other things that we talk about in the retreat, and this is where, you know, for the most part, it's super this wonderful, loving, supportive, forgiving energy. But we certainly are going to ask everyone to take a minute to tell the truth.
Yes.
And you know, we all have some ugly truths. I mean, everybody does.
Absolutely.
And anyone who doesn't, they're lying. They're not telling the truth.
I'll be sharing some of mine just to get the ball rolling. We all do it. We all have it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Telling those truths and sometimes also those lies we tell ourselves are just is just another energy way of us beating ourselves up.
Yes.
And so tapping into those things and finding a way to release yourself from them, whether there's things that you, just tapping into the truths about yourself and the way you deal with things. Speaking of husbands, I take for granted how much I do tap into his energy empathically. And I get mad at him, but it's not his fault. Like, I mean, he gets to feel what he gets to feel. And just, again, like you said, just that awareness, being present in the moment and going, oh, this isn't mine. I don't blame him. And even giving him a chance to feel that way, right? Our partners shouldn't feel like they can't feel a certain way around us because we're empathic.
It's true.
It is true.
Even our kids. Like, we can take on what they're doing or feeling, and we have to not take it away, which we can do, and then where does it end up? Tummy
yeah.
and hips.
Yeah. True story.
It's just getting to know yourself in a fresh perspective.
Absolutely. And I know we've talked about this in the past. Authenticity kind of started to become this little catchphrase kind of used for marketing
yeah.
purposes. So it got a little nauseating there for a while.
Yep.
However, it's the
truth.
It is a good
word.
It's a great word because it's real. And that's another ultimate goal of the retreat, that if you don't leave there tapping into your authentic self more organically, you will at least leave there knowing that that's what you need to do. And I think as women, we're sent so many different messages growing up. And,
yeah.
you know, it depends on our environment. It depends on what kind of city or town we grew up in. It depends on whether or not we had brothers or sisters. All these different things, but along the way we pick up these messages where who we are intrinsically is not okay.
That's
and
true.
So we attract different types of people and different types of energies that we then tap dance for. We hustle for their approval, right?
Yeah.
None of it being who we are authentically. It's to impress the people that we think we're supposed to impress.
Well,
and it's
put,
exhausting.
It
Thank
exhausting.
You.
And it's like
it's
being
exhausting.
A hamster on a wheel because it's not possible.
Absolutely. It's not possible, and it's not life. That's not living.
No.
Trying to
but
make other people happy. It's a total pattern. And the other piece too is that when I had my aha moments about this, about mm-hmm. finally just letting myself be authentic around, it didn't matter who I met. I was just going to be myself around them.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that the people that I tap danced the hardest for were people that I didn't even really like.
That is a huge aha.
It was huge.
Huge.
I was like, I wouldn't even, like, why do I care whether or not they like me? Because I don't even like them. And it's not a bad thing. Like, it's not because they were bad people. They just aren't
no.
my people.
Yeah.
And I'm not their people. And we're just
no.
not supposed to be in the same place at the same time.
But look what we do.
Oh.
Huh.
And I can
That's
honestly
huge.
Say I rarely, rarely attract that kind of person anymore. And if I do, it's interesting. I might cultivate a relationship with them. And I'm always surprised when I'm like, they seem to quite like me. Because they were people that I would have tap danced in the past for. And they never really quite seemed to, you know, get me,
right?
Because that's, of course they didn't, I wasn't being myself, so
right.
But I rarely encounter any people that I don't, you know, mesh with, because I'm not hustling for it anymore, so I'm not getting any more of it. It's lovely, it's wonderful.
Right. So would it be fair to say that when you do meet people that you don't mesh with, they're immediately acquaintances and they're not invited to the inner circle?
Yeah. Totally.
So huge, right? Huge knowing that. Huge,
yes.
huge.
And huge knowing that. And I found that those types of people, too, were almost like people that I kept close at hand to remind me how crappy I was.
Oh. So it validates your negative self-talk.
Yeah. Yeah. The asshole that lives inside my head.
Yes, yes, that's
yeah.
right. You call it the asshole inside your head. That makes me
I do call it that. The abusive asshole. Exactly, and they would just validate that voice in my head. So it's maybe it was a great way to not do the work on myself, because, well, obviously it's true, right, if I have these people
right.
around.
Right, yes. And
yeah.
we've all been
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
All been there and done that. until you get that aha moment and can flip that switch.
And realize that you can even love some of these people, right? Like they're not, I think we kind of, somewhere along the way we get this idea that these people, it has to end in drama or a fight, or it has to be, there has to be an aggression around it. And it's simply not true. You just, for whatever reason, you just don't mesh. You can quietly walk away, quietly back away if you need to. It doesn't have to have this big, crunchy, angry energy around it. They just don't mesh with you. And you can still love them from afar and still, you know, wonder how they're doing and enjoy watching their lives. Social media, I think, is a nice way sometimes to stay in touch with those people that you do genuinely care about, but you also recognize the patterns that they bring into your life.
Yes. And the reason they come into your life for you to notice is because chances are you made a soul contract with that person and you came together at this time to work out these energies, and when it's done, it's done. And we don't know how to walk away gracefully lots of times. And so that's when the explosions and the drama will come in, because it's time to walk away. And the universe says, well, you're not getting it. You're not understanding it's time to walk away and downgrade to acquaintances. So I'm going to make sure you get it. And then the explosion, right? And the drama and the chaos. Because we don't always know how to gracefully walk away. And I'm going to talk about that in the... when I'm talking about being an empath, because that's a huge piece of it.
Yes.
To know where you feel it, I'll give you tips on how to feel it in your body and to know when it's time and how to do it gracefully, because I've done it gracefully. I've done it explosively, too. Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah, we've done it all. All upside down and sideways kind of ways. That is actually a really important step in the release revolution, which is learning the point is actually called ditch the frenemies. And so we do talk about that at length, and I've workshopped this retreat a little bit, and people tune into that one pretty fast, that's for sure, because it's painful. You do genuinely care about these people, of course you do.
They've
invested in your life. Sometimes these people are family members.
Sometimes they are.
But there's, you know, there's a way to do it with class and integrity and just to look back on it, feel good about it. Because I certainly know the relationships that have ended in drama, it's hard to find peace with them.
It is.
And it's just the yucky energy that doesn't need to be in your life.
Because you both end up with shame.
Yes.
Because of the drama part. And things are said. And things are done. And you feel guilty. You feel ashamed of your participation. Mm-hmm. And so then it's really hard to recover from that. I bet we could, you know, right now, everybody could think of a situation in which they still feel that way about.
An ex-boyfriend.
It's part of the learning curve. here's something beautiful to ponder. These people that come in our life and this happens with, when we're done with this life and we all reunite in whichever dimension we decide to go to, you're going to find that they're your best friends. They chose to be this huge catalyst in your life because they love you so much. And you chose to be that for them because you love them so much.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy. I like that.
But beautiful.
That's beautiful. Very
so
beautiful.
The relationship's never really over. It's just
your
personalities that you chose this time. It has to not be, you know, a together thing in this life.
Yeah.
Now.
And maybe not even in this portion of your life. I certainly have had relationships fade away and then come back together with different terms and different definitions.
Yes.
And it works. It's fine.
And it works.
And it's sort of nice to have these people that just sort of know you in your guts and know you. Yeah. Sometimes they were at, they were with you at kind of a worst point. And then to come back together years later and to sort of, I don't know, I imagine it's sort of like war veterans, right?
True story.
You sort of have that storm in common, and it's a nice way to connect and stay connected. And so that's another reason why I find the more grown up I get, the more important it is for me to sort of, even if these relationships fade away, I want to keep a nice energy there where I don't feel like I need to cut cords anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. Or burn bridges.
Or burn bridges, yep.
There's no,
nice.
There's no need to do that anymore. But maybe that's also because I'm at a point where I really don't need to do that anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, there's a good possibility that some other relationship will come along where you need to burn the bridges because, again, it could be a karmic debt, and maybe you need to do it dramatically to get the point across. This is all
Absolutely.
Such a learning curve. We don't know for sure.
We don't
we
know.
We just have to go with what it feels. Yeah.
We don't know, but here's what I do know is...
All right. What do you know?
Okay, I'm like, were you going to say something else? Here's what I do know for sure, is that every day you wake up, you really do have an opportunity to choose happy.
True.
Even when you're in the shit of it, even when you're in the messiest part of it, there is always, always, always something to be grateful for. And it just might
true.
Be a cup of coffee. Right? Like, you have to sometimes dig deep. If it's really messy, if you're in a really ugly period of your life, you might have to, like, really strip it away and go, this coffee's really nice.
Well, especially with the time change. And you know what? Having that coffee in the morning, sitting in your favorite chair or whatever spot you have, and taking that sip and then taking another sip, guess what? That's a meditation.
Totally. There you go, busy moms.
Now, if you're flipping the coffee and answering emails and yelling at the kids, that's not so much.
Not so much.
But taking those
seconds
to enjoy, yes.
Absolutely. I'm going to butcher it a little bit because I just heard it. I just read this quote the other day about teaching our children not to strive for extraordinary all the time, but to enjoy the ordinary.
Nice.
And I love that message. That's another that's sort of the release retreat. Like one day I like read this, I'm like a big, I read a horoscope and then it inspired me to do this because like I'm the hippie chick. So I read this horoscope and I went, oh, that's so true. I'm so tired of being beaten over the head with this message that I actually say this in our materials, you know, unless you're living in a treehouse in Belize, your life isn't grand and isn't wonderful. And I want women to, especially when your kids are little, it's kind of hard sometimes to be like, this is ever so magical. Because there's a lot of not so magical moments, but to just enjoy the simplicity of your life and the amazing opportunity you have to share it with these little people and these little souls that chose you, I think that's so important. And then once you sort of accept the ordinary and love the ordinary and embrace that, some pretty extraordinary things start to happen. And you, like, write a book, and you do a retreat about it, and you're on the radio.
True. There you go.
Yeah.
And here's something else to think about. So the people that, you know, would be interested in our retreat, of course, live in Alberta with us because, I mean, it's in Red Deer. Living here right now at this time, we have a freedom that sometimes I think we fail to appreciate.
Amen.
Right? We are free to sit and have that cup of coffee, Yes, we worry about survival. Yes, we worry about paying the bills. We still have all that to do, but we also have a freedom of choices that some other women in other parts of our world do not. And if you start there and just appreciate that, it will escalate.
Absolutely. You're so smart,
freedom's really
Shannon
important
Lachman.
To me. No, I just have connections. They send me this information to say. It's the wisdom
well,
I can connect
thing to. Say. And you know what else? I do this exercise with my kids every day. And we talk about, every day we talk about, sometimes it takes a different form. Sometimes it's what three things are you grateful for today? Or what was the best part of your day today? Like we all talk about that.
Yes.
And I invite people to start doing that with their kids because what your kids are grateful for is, it's rarely extraordinary. Right? Like, it's rarely, like, I won the Nobel Peace Prize today. Well, I guess it probably never happens. It is, you know, so-and-so shared a granola bar with me at lunch today, or we got to go outside for recess. That's been a very common
thing
lately.
This winter, yes.
Right? They're so, I think, sometimes we resist that childlike energy so much because there's, I don't know, does it lack maturity? I don't know why we resist it, but if we all tapped into that a little bit more,
I think it's the pressure to be an adult and a grown-up.
Yeah.
I think we put so much pressure on ourselves that we forget to enjoy life at times.
Yes.
Right? And that's why having kids is so awesome because you get to, if you choose to, experience the world through their eyes.
I love it. Yeah.
And have the little
adventure. For them it is, And for them it is wonder, right? You get to see them experiencing things for the very, very first time, and that's such a gift as well. And it's, like I said, it's rarely the most amazing thing ever. It's just the simple things. So I really am a big believer in it all starts with gratitude.
Yes.
That's practically my religion. I don't have a religion. I could never say to you, you know, I'm this or I'm that. I like certain things about this and I like certain things about that. But all of it, and I think all really great faiths have this really great base of gratitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree
pretty
completely.
Key. Yeah.
Are you sure? Don't you belong to the Church of Reverend Shannon, though? No.
Don't get me started. I'm pretty close.
Sorry, people.
I'm pretty close. No, you couldn't resist. I know you couldn't, you stinker.
Couldn't resist.
What is that? What is that Abraham Lincoln quote? When I do good, I feel good. And that is my religion.
Awesome.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. And I love the gratitude thing. I'm totally on board. Every day, just find one thing to be grateful for, and the universe will bring you more things to be grateful for. That's just how it works. It's a huge ripple effect.
And when it comes to tapping into self-love and self-acceptance, finding things about yourself that you're grateful for. So, like women that have tough body image issues, find three things that you love about your body that you wouldn't trade off. So, you know, there's things that, you know, I wish were different about my body, but would I give up my rack for that? No. The answer is no. Was that okay to say on your show? Oops.
Absolutely.
Right, but start thinking about that and the steps to loving your body as it is now. Focus on the positive because focusing on the negative isn't going to change it. It's just going to make you feel worse about it.
It is.
Or if there are things maybe about your personality that you struggle with, find three things about your personality that you love. I know introverted people have a hard time finding those things because we live in such an extroverted world.
That's true.
So, yeah, and so finding those things about being introverted that you love about yourself. I also know tough girls have a hard time finding those things about themselves because you have to get vulnerable to find those things, and tough girls don't like to be vulnerable.
True.
Yeah. So that's a great place to start, is just finding things about yourself that you're grateful for.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So it is going to be a jam-packed day full of rich energies and amazing experiences. And one thing I get asked a lot is, how can I find people that are like-minded? This retreat is an answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're Central Albertans. So they're, you know, realistically cultivating a one-on-one, face-to-face relationship, which also is another big piece. I know it's hard as moms sometimes for us to get in front of people, but we need real contact again. We've become so disconnected, and it's easier to disconnect with social media. And Gret, I will tell you, in my darkest days, social media certainly lifted my spirits, but you need to make real connections with real people. There's no replacement
in real life
for that. In real life energy, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's no replacement for someone putting their hand on your hand physically and saying, I understand. And that's also what this retreat will give you.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So,
and it's a one-day retreat, right?
Yes,
Let's
absolutely.
Give some technical details. The one-day retreat, what time does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until 5 p.m. on April 12th, Centennial Stage. You can find additional details about the retreat at goodbyemymuffintop.ca, and there's a tab that says Release Retreat Info, and you can, you know, get a more of a synopsis of what we talked about today. And we actually have extended our early bird pricing until today. Yay! We wanted people that were on the fence to have a chance to listen to the show today and maybe go, okay, this is for me. I know these are tough times economically, so people don't want to drop $125 and not have it give them what they're hoping it will give them. So early bird pricing is on extended through today and tomorrow. I don't know what the boss lady's going to decide after that. So,
so today
maybe
tomorrow.
Get on it.
Let me give you all just a little, frame of reference here. So you get jam-packed information, you get food, and you get a day of hanging
beautiful
out with
food.
Like-minded people. So if you were seeing me one-on-one, for a session, it will cost you $150. So this retreat, you get so much going on for $125, right? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, and you also get the workbook, the Release Revolution workbook. So you take notes as you go throughout the day. So this is what I love about it, is you can go back to the day and check back into that aha moment and go, right? You know, there's something so tangible about writing it down and being in the moment that it's
absolutely
a way, you know, it's another bang for your buck, I suppose, that you get this take-home, I think, rather beautifully written piece of literature.
It is. I've read parts of it. It is.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's going to be a fabulous day. And, you know,
we're
going to release, we're going to work through stuff, but you know what? It's also going to be fun.
Fun,
so there you go. That's
me
just
either.
How I roll. Kelly knows.
Thanks, Shannon.
Kelly joins us. Kate, wow, we're running down to the last few seconds. It goes by so fast.
Thank you, everybody,
for listening. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Shannon. I'm super grateful.
You are welcome. Anytime. Okay, so She's
have a great day.
From Blog Talk is telling us get off. So thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.